Welcome to Twat Radio. This is your host for today, Droops. And today I'm going to be talking about widgets. Widgets are an Apple creation, and on Linux, there's something similar called Super Caramba, maybe? And what they are they're these fancy little applications or little web pages that when you click on your dashboard, they pop up over your screen. And like mine has a red bouncing ball, a IMDb lookup, a Unix reference guide. It's got a Walker Texas Ranger or Chuck Norris random quotes. Just neat little crap. And these neat little craps are nothing more than little web pages. And I'm going to tell you about the different types and how to make them yourself and kind of screw around. There's three different kinds of these widgets. There's accessory widgets, application widgets, and information widgets. An accessory widget is a self-contained thing, like a clock or a calendar or notes, something like that, that doesn't really interact with anything. An application widget is a full-fledged application, like an address book or your iTunes controller. An information widget is an internet-capable widget, like my Walker Texas, or I always call him that, my Chuck Norris random quote thing, goes out and looks at this web page. I have weather, I have flight status, things like that, drawn off the internet. So I just click on my dashboard and boom, there's all this information that I want to know. The Apple file type for widgets is WDGT. KDE4 is supposed to support them, which is going to be really cool because there's a lot of people developing all these widgets. And it'd be really nice to have them convert easy over on Linux. Super Caramba is very similar. There's a application called Dashcode, which is an Apple application that's used to create widgets easily. I haven't even played with that. I don't even know if it's available. The one we're going to be playing with today is applelogo.wdgt. And your widgets in OS X are held in your home/library/widgets directory. And when you go there, you'll see all these widgets. And like Apple likes to fool you, that's not a file, that's a directory. And when you open up that directory, by right-clicking on it and view contents maybe, or just go in there in your good old command line, you'll see a whole bunch of files. And I have them written down. I'm going to tell you what they are. There's applelogo.html, and oh my freaking god, that defines the user interface for widget. So that's your main thing right there. Here's your applelogo.css. That's your CSS for your HTML page. Never would have guessed that. There's an applelogo.js. What's that? It's JavaScript for the page. Okay, what the hell's the rest of this stuff? Well, there's a default.png, and that is, on this application, the old school rainbow Apple logo. And it's displayed while the widget loads. So if you build a widget and you want something to display while it's loading before it has its content or all the widgets are ready to go, that's what that is. There's a icon with a question mark, and there's nothing in that file. I didn't even delete it to see what it was relevant. I think someone just made a mistake. There's an icon.png. Now, that's not the icon for the widget itself, because Apple or OS X uses the file type to come up with that dashboard little widgety logo. But this icon.png is actually the widget's icon in the widget bar. So if you click on your dashboard, there's a little plus on the bottom left. And if you click that, you can use that to manage your widgets. That's all your icon.pngs. There's another file that's very important called info.plist. Now that's the property list file. That tells how everything goes. So if you notice, this one's main HTML file is called applelogo.html. And it's declared there in that info.plist. It's got an identifier for the widget, the name, the version, the size of it. Really good information there. That's a required file. The icon's a required file. The HTML file is a required file. And I think the default.png is a required file, but I'm not sure. There's also a directory called skins. And that is all your different skins that you have. There's also default.png in the skins directory, which is the same exact logo in this particular widget as the one that's above. But if they wanted to name it better, they could have called it oldschoolapple.png, because it's not the same thing in the widget. They just look exactly the same in the same file. There's a back.png, which is a reversed Apple logo that's grayed out. And that's actually when you click the little information button, the info button, on the widget, which pops up when you mouse over it. It'll flip the widget around, and it displays that default.png. It displays that back.png. And it's all just HTML. There's a done.png, which is the done button that you see on the informational side of the widget. Let's see, the HTML page does the front and the back. You can look in there in the code. It's very simple. When you look at the back of this thing, it's got a drop down, and you can just change those little values all you want. Let's see, and the HTML page also contains the location of the info button. To find out more information about these widgets, go to developer.apple.com/macOSX/dashboard.html. And if you want to see a widget that I've been screwing around with, go over to infonomicon.org/widgets, which is WIDGETS. And so there's what's all in a little simple widget. You can play around with it, and you can open up any of these widgets that are out there and look and see how they're designed. They're very open, which is really, really cool. You might want to look inside some of the ones that, like my Family Guy right here, that uses the internet and uses Postgres SQL server to dump all these quotes into it. You might want to look and see how that's calling all that and connecting to the global interweb and changing the skins, things like that. Lots of good fun. And something odd about widgets, as I was uploading it to the server, I never even think to myself, hey, that's a folder, not a file. I'm like, why the fuck does this not work? So I had to tar it up to put it up for everyone to play with. And feel free to open this thing up in Linux or Windows or whatever else you want. And have fun playing with these things. Later.